Blog Talk Radio.
Look, the really cool thing about being an independent online broadcaster is the fact that I don't have to talk about caucuses and superdelegates if I don't want to, and that's pretty cool. So I get to kind of set my own agenda in one sense, and God forbid I mention that I hope that it's God's agenda too. Oh, in America, as an individual, I can't say that any longer. All right, anyway, today's program is entitled How They Took Gender Out of Their Bathrooms. We're looking at it, we're slated for 2 hours, all the way up until 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. It is 10:30 on the East Coast right now, and let's get ready to rumble, shall we? Look, to each his or her own right, live and let live, laissez-faire. You know all that BS. Actually, laissez-faire today within the free world would be more correctly or aptly named, if I were in charge, the lies of their affair. So, but interestingly enough, I'm going to give you the call-in number. I'll give it to you now. What the heck? It's 929-477-4090. You can listen from your phone. You can key that number in. You save that number to listen to the best talk show host in the nation, period, Dakota Lone Star. Anyway, I'm not going to go as far as, what is his name? My goodness, the EIB Network. Anyway, Rush Limbaugh, he kind of like sets himself out there to be a god, which is pretty ridiculous, even though I agree with much of what he has to say. But interestingly enough, we've reached an age in the loosely United States of America, God bless America, right? We've reached an age where, because it's a point in U.S. history, a location, a locale, if you will, of where two bakers, independent bakers, one I believe in Colorado, the other in Oregon, lost their fight in the U.S. court system, while two men, truck drivers, obtained just under $250,000 each, I believe, because their employer offended their religious liberties. Isn't that interesting? So two truck drivers in this age of freedom, or greater freedom, if you will, a lot of the young Nazis want to believe that we are actually free. And we are to a certain extent, more so yet than other countries where people get tossed off of buildings for choosing things related to their own sexuality. And Christians, here's the thing. We live in this delusional world, right, where people want to believe, and this is just another, you know, belief of the left, that Christians are just this atrocious, dangerous, evil. There's my best Rush Limbaugh impression, by the way. You know, folk, we just want to be all in your business, and we don't have time for you. Just get over yourselves. We have kids to raise and jobs to attend, tasks to attend to, businesses to start. We don't have the energy to deal with your BS. Just do what anyway, kudos, though, to those of you that are starting your own churches, your own scouting organizations, your own businesses, and I've got a couple other stories coming up for you that are highly related to today's topic. But I did want to mention, you know, we have reached that age where two bakers can be sued and lose, and yet two truck drivers, which happened to be Muslim, ended up obtaining $250,000 either each, or $240,000 at any rate, give or take $10K. Kind of an interesting age in which we live. So, all right. So who needs Congress, right? Who needs Congress? All right. So let's go ahead and move into today's program. Before I get started, though, in terms of the main course, today is going to be an interesting program in that it's going to be like a five-course meal. And I wanted, I've, I saw an article. It popped up on my Facebook account, and you can follow me on Facebook at Dakota Lone Star. I'm also on Twitter at DOC_Lone Star. Excuse me, that's DOC_OTA Lone Star. I'm sorry, on Twitter. All right. So anyway, this, you know, you get those these suggested pages that pop up, and you can scroll through them. And the New Yorker, there's this interesting article from April 6th, 2015. And here we go, folks. I've been looking for this for 7 years. I've been combing through, you know, articles and news sources and broadcasting stations and looking for the separation of church and stateies, because really the separation of church and stateies have been nowhere. You know, they've been nowhere to be found, so to speak. I didn't know if they just kind of took off to Mars and they're just kind of living up there for the last 7.5 years until Ted Cruz decided to open his mouth as an individual and uttered the name Jesus, which some people would automatically equate with creating law, which is really interesting, even though he's, you know, even though he's a government official, God forbid he mentioned the name Jesus. So anyway, this New Yorker, this article in the New Yorker, it's pretty funny. This guy from the New Yorker, and I want to be a Christian today. I really do. But the Borowitz Report, this article's author, is Andy Borowitz, and he deserves the delusional douchebag award of the quarter, if not the year already, for this particular article entitled "Cruz's Constant References to Jesus Drive Millions to Atheism." Wow, I didn't know they were just waiting for Cruz to, like, you know, kind of push him over the edge or, All right, anyway, so I'm going to read this article to you. It's a few short paragraphs. And then I'll get into the next round of related topics today, because you can't have LGBT without at least a four-course meal in terms of Dakota Lone Star. And it's okay. To each his own. To each his own. To each his own. Don't get me wrong. To each his own. As a matter of fact, I forgot to do something before I read this article for you today. If you are so inclined to realize that there's a difference between actual liberty and freedom and perceived liberty and freedom, then you may want to jump over to my website at 40and28forever.com, because I'm only going to provide one collective warning, because it's my site, after all. And although I prefer you stick around for some meaningful debate, whether on the website or on within these conversations on blogtalkradio.com, if something offends you as an individual, seeing that I myself am an individual, you have four choices, right? Actually, five. I'm going to throw in a bonus choice. All right, one, you can leave for a plethora of websites and/or countries that may suit you better. Two, Eureka, you can create your own site. And in line with that would be create your own church, your own scouting organizations, and your own bakeries. Seeing that you target Christians, Christian bakers, and wouldn't think of targeting a Muslim baker who wouldn't serve you either, unless they've been Americanized. All right. So that's number two, Eureka, create your own site. The World Wide Web is, I think, is big enough for everyone rather than destroying other people's sites. I wouldn't do that to you. It's been done to me a couple of times. I wouldn't do that to you because I believe in freedom of speech. I've been hacked into a couple of times by complete imbeciles that kind of get to join this guy that penned this particular article that I'm going to get into in just a moment. But number three, you can join the most important discussion collectively speaking since American independence and slavery. And four, you can create your own site and still choose to have a seat at my table on the net, a venue large enough for the both of us. In fact, all of us. And you could do the truly exceptional American thing, God forbid I say exceptional, and invite me to your website or websites and/or radio program or programs rather than treating freedoms of speech and religion like they are the enemies of a more perfect union. Oh man, that's just chock full of a litany of brain cellage. All right. Okay, so I just kind of, anyway, stroked my ego there for just a second. Doing a macchiato this morning because I was a little bit sleepy for the first few hours this morning, but thank God for coffee occasionally. And I've actually been doing Dunkin' Donuts a lot lately because Starbucks just would rather not have, you know, what's interesting is that any group, regardless of its size, two or more, let's say, they you know, it kind of, societies culminate from pairings and kind of works outward from there, right? So, and interestingly enough, if anybody suffers from groupthink, it's today's Nazis, North American Nazis, that I want to deal with. I could give a rat's ass about other countries that have been persuaded that it will work, that socialism works. It hasn't worked out all that well for Venezuela. And I'd imagine that Canada will fall prey to further subjugation in the future. And as the world turns. And so we're going to get into that on other programs. All right, but let me get back to this article from this delusional douchebag award recipient of Dakota Lone Star. I awarded this guy the quarterly delusional douchebag award. His name is Andy Borowitz. Let's read the article, shall we? All right. The Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz's constant references to Jesus Christ in his speeches and campaign ads are sparking a strong interest in atheism. Now get this, among millions of Americans, atheist leaders report, millions of Americans. Okay, so if that, in fact, and it could be the case, allegedly that's as Borowitz would have it. But my thinking from an educated standpoint would be that, and absolutely to each his own again, if you don't want to believe in a higher power, good for you, whatever, you know, like, but I happen to choose to believe individually in a higher power and God forbid in the United States of America. But they said in atheism among millions of Americans, atheist leaders are reporting. That's interesting. So they use the word millions there. I'm going to get into another article out of the Washington Post Sunday, May 1st edition, entitled How We Took Gender Out of Our Bathrooms in a few minutes. But it's interesting because Libbies, I like to call them libtards sometimes, and I know that's not very nice. My wife's praying for me. But Libbies, you know, the kind of people that consider writing in chalk violence, okay, that segment of liberal progressive Democrats, all right, they don't really bring a whole lot of facts to bear within their arguments, you know, like numbers, you know, and numbers are like rectums. You can depending on the score writer, you can come away with basically anything, right, that you want, which is great. And I love the fact that there are tons of different sources out there, and my program being one of those as well. Paragraph 2 goes on to say, since Senator Cruz, a Republican from Texas, announced his candidacy 2 weeks ago with the words, God isn't done with America yet, a substantial number of Americans have begun seriously questioning the existence of God, said Carol Foyer. That's Carol Foyler, the executive director of the American Society of Atheists. I guess that would be ASA, ASA, the acronym. now they've been, not us, they just began evidently 2 weeks prior to this article, seriously questioning the existence of a God. Imagine that. Imagine that. That's just that this was kind of, you know, kind of the frosting on the cake, so to speak, no pun intended. It's been amazing, Foiler said. We're getting calls from people who are curious about atheism for the first time in their lives. And when we ask them what got them thinking about it, they all say the same thing. And then here's the quote. Now, I understand this is a quote from Miss Foiler, but I'd be a spoiler. I just heard Ted Cruz talk. That was their answer. When we asked them what got them thinking about, you know, atheism, they all say the same thing, purportedly. I just heard Ted Cruz talk. Okay, so if Ted Cruz says Jesus every other word, and now that's reason enough or cause enough to send you to this program's phone bank, you're probably kind of predisposed to atheism. I would think, you know, I have a couple degrees, not a doctorate yet, but anyway. After Cruz aired an Easter weekend campaign ad in which he spoke of the transformative power of Christ, Foiler said, our phones were ringing off the hook. And here's the thing. I have a couple friends that are atheists, and I would rather befriend an atheist at this point than someone that pimps out 1 Thessalonians 4:6 as if it didn't have close neighbors, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8. 1 Thessalonians 4:6 is nestled perfectly amongst seven other trees, so to speak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8. But it's interesting because these separation of church and state ears are so cool, aren't they? They're just so sly. That old devil is so sly. What he'll do is he'll go to Mars for 7.5 years, and you won't hear from him. But then when a white Republican mentions the name Jesus too often for the taste of people that are willing to proudly wear a bumper sticker on their vehicle that states that Jesus was a progressive socialist. Okay. And I'll talk about that more in a future program, but thank you for, you know, throwing that out there. That Jesus was a progressive socialist. That's a pretty adamant, pretty bold statement. And it's frankly, you're entirely entitled to believe that. But if you read your New Testament, you may discover otherwise. I guess the apostles didn't get the memo. Interestingly enough, I'm going to do a bumper sticker campaign for 17-inch bumper stickers on the back of my car soon, coming soon. In quotes, the first one's going to say Jesus was a progressive socialist. The second bumper sticker on the right, there's going to be an arrow on the first one pointing to the right that says, oh, you don't say. The third one down will be something to the effect of, I guess Jesus' apostles didn't get the memo. And then the fourth one will be a list of verses within their proper context rather than pimping things out to create a political agenda or utopia that doesn't jive with heaven, in my particular opinion. All right. So, the separation of church and state, they're back. They're back, folks, except for Bernie Sanders. Now, here's the interesting thing. I used to wonder what role, if any, race played in the fact that our half-white rock star for the last 8 years has been able on a quarterly basis, or biannual basis at least, to go on live TV and pimp out verses like 1 Thessalonians 4:6, and then say the Lord is the avenger of all such. That's interesting. It's kind of creepy that he said that. But anyway, Bernie Sanders is creepy too. Yeah, he's in essence on international television since we are connected. Connectivity of Jive today, and BS, laissez-faire, when colored people of color that are creating films and being subjugated to or relegated to the dungeons of the New America. All right. So, but to each his own. Go enjoy the interview, and just watch that pendulum. And the president was telling Sony Pictures, you must release this. But Sony Pictures kind of had their druthers prior to that, and you know, didn't want to release the film because they didn't want to put any of their people in harm's way, since there's seeing their religions and non-religions apiece that are just creating like this amazing dystopian utopian just amazing encounters, you know, worldwide. But Christianity, it's all Christianity's fault, and be the devil to pay until Jesus Christ. Oh, did I just say that? I can't say that on the air in America. All right, anyway, back to the article. As an atheist, I naturally, next paragraph down, as an atheist, I naturally don't believe in the power of Christ to transform people, she said. But I definitely believe in the power of Ted Cruz to transform people into atheists. That's like a BLMer, the BLMers that aren't really right in the mind. That's almost like them blocking traffic on a major interstate or highway, or anti-Trumpsters. And you know why we don't do that on the right is because we realize that emergency vehicles like ambulances might need to take your grandmother to the hospital, and you're kind of holding that up. And so if you're going to be that much of a dumb arse, collectively speaking, you might want to find a different way, you know, just kind of a different route, no pun intended. But there are other ways to exercise your freedoms than basically hijack your grandmother and or grandfather and keep him or her from medical care should they, God forbid, need it. Or the little 9-year-old girl that takes a stray bullet because of a group of a shootout between NRA members. Anyway, all right, so Richard Dawkins, the evolutionary, so this guy, Borowitz, he goes on to say that Richard Dawkins, the evolutionary biologist and outspoken atheist, said that Cruz's ability to convert millions to atheism was nothing short of extraordinary. Okay, beautiful. Ted Cruz has created more atheists in 2 weeks than I have in decades, Dawkins said. Well, that's something to be proud of. God forbid God not be true and every man a liar, or vice versa. And you could be right. And you have a right. You're certainly entitled to your entitlement to not believe. See, that's the cool thing about me. That's the cool thing about true freedom. That's the cool thing about true Christianity. All right. So, all right. So I'm going to get in, moving on to the next course here. And this is going to get a little interesting too, because in the Sunday, May 1st edition of the Washington Post on the Sunday opinion page, Doug Lasden, sorry, one moment. Doug Lasden and Hugh Ryan, and kudos for them, you know, trying to come up with alternatives. I'm just wondering one day, though, how many alternative, my thinking was that they're, you know, what happens if 30 or 40 of these different classifications go to war one day? Let's say that the women who've had a penis implanted but kept their breasts go to war with the men that have had a vagina implanted, or they've been deposed of their other genitalia. And, you know, these 30 or 40, how many stalls would be required, you know, if 20, 30, 40 of these classifications actually went to war one day? But they probably won't. So the only war they're waging, and I'm going to get into that right now, is on, even in my opinion, some people with common sense. Because in North Carolina, imagine if you live in North Carolina and you're just trying to create a common sense law. You're not setting out to pick on anyone, certainly not chalk eating, microaggression loving, delusional douchebag. But anyway, as a trend, I'm going to read this article really quick. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm going to. It's good. Doug Lasden and Hugh Ryan, you know, great. They came up with a solution, how we took gender out of our bathrooms. Evidently, at this law firm in New York City. Oh, here it is. Doug Lasden is the founder and executive director of the Urban Justice Center in New York, and Hugh Ryan is a development associate at the center. All right, so good. I think it's great how they took gender out of their bathrooms. But in this particular piece, on page A as in Alpha 21, they use, I think it's awesome that people are coming up with alternatives and you know, bright ideas, quote unquote, and good. Excuse me, my goodness, didn't take my allergy pill the last few days. But here's what's interesting: the language of the left is such an interesting study, if you will. It's just a really interesting study, in my opinion, like language today, how much things have changed, you know. Discriminatory is a four-letter word. Anyway, we won't go there. I discriminate every day. I should have, like, 14 pairs of pants saying to me, "Why didn't you pick me? Why didn't you pick me?" Anyway, if anyone is endangered in restrooms, however, it is trans people. So I'm not sure which portion of the article Doug Lasden was responsible for and which portion Hugh Ryan was particularly responsible for, but it says, if anyone is endangered in restrooms, however, it is trans people. A 2013 study by the Williams Institute found that 70% of trans people in the Washington area, well, actually, Washington's even a dangerous place for decorated Marines that are Latino that happen to look white. If we wanted to talk about that today, but we're not. Anyway, they found that 70% of trans people in the Washington area had experienced some kind of negative reaction while using a public bathroom up to and including assault. Now, I'm not for assault. And I'm not for even people speaking to people they don't agree with in a, let's say, a cruel tone, right? But here's what bothers me with that. Endangered in restrooms. As if no one else has ever, a straight person's never been attacked in a restroom. I mean, bring me some numbers. Bring me something I can chew on. I'm from South Dakota. Bring me a sweet filet that melts in my mouth. Or, you know, maybe even something a little more than that. Bring me a different portion of the flank that I can, like, chew on and have to work through with my teeth. You know, like, give me something of substance at least. Other than 70% of trans people in the Washington area had experienced some kind of negative reaction. Well, it's funny because I actually took my boys, right? And this was last summer. So they were, let's see, they were 14, I'm sorry, and 12 respectively. And we went, we got free tickets to a Pokemon event, and it was an outdoor symphonic thing. And it was pretty cool. And we're kind of hanging out, and because I happen to know a guy that's in, like, lives, eats, and dies for Pokemon, and I don't. But, you know, the great, if that makes him happy, wonderful. And he happened to get us some free tickets to said event, and we were getting ready to leave, and I'm presuming this being was a guy, you know, rather tall or whatever, right? But I guess anyway, had a, had a heck of an Adam's apple, and for whatever reason doesn't, maybe they wanted to be more European and just leave the hair growth, pretty long. You might as well go all the way if you're going to go in that direction. Just saying, so that you don't receive looks like, what was that, But my little boy, my youngest son, looked up at this. I don't know, even know if the person is transgendered, and to each his own. Like I said again, whatever. But start your own churches. Don't come after our pastors. Don't come after our scouting leaders. Stop, being these melodramatic shit lords and create something. That's what America's about, and that's what makes America beautiful. All right, but this language, watch this. Check out the language in this article. You're gonna love this one. Here's the language in this article. Remember, the call number is 929-477-4090. If you have anything to add, or if you disagree with what I have to say, but let me get through this language thing first, and then I'll begin taking some of your calls. So we got endangered, and then you jump down to the end of the first column of the article. Experience is the best way to counter irrational fear. Certainly, that was the case for the nonprofit Urban Justice Center in New York, where a decade ago we created gender-neutral bathrooms in our offices. I hasten to say, that, a large percentage of the LGBT community probably wouldn't harm a flea, so to speak, in a restroom. But if you can honestly call me and tell me that they are not the LGBT community, made up of individual human beings, isn't subject to psychiatric conditions that straight people are subject to, then I need the numbers. Otherwise, I'm just going to say you're full of crap. And watch this. We knew that we needed to balance the well-founded fears of the trans community with the less grounded, but no less real fears of those who only knew transgender people from salacious media depictions. What? I mean, I might look over and do a double take if some late or an individual is wearing a dress and high heels and is rather hairy, so to speak, and they're going to the bathroom next to me. But most of them are probably harmless. But I will say this, they're certainly melodramatic. That's for damn sure. Most of them, look at the melodrama in this article. So only straight people are subject to potential deviancy that might affect another individual. That's an interesting argument for another day. So the language of the left. All right, get rid of that article. Chunk that article away. Now I am going to move on to our next course. Call number is 929-477-4090. All right, and this happens to be in the Washington Blade, April 29th, 2016, volume 47, issue 18. And it says America's Gay News Source, the WashingtonBlade.com. And they have an article, and I want to kind of continue in the same vein of this language that they won't apply to straight people unless we're looking at things being salacious, no pun intended, as the word came up in the last article in the Washington Post. But now I'm moving on to the Washington Blade cover story, Gay Editor Slain in Bangladesh. And any murder, in my opinion, any physical abuse is brutality, right? But the quote here is, "I am devastated by the brutal murder of Zula's Menon and another young Bangladeshi this evening in Dhaka," said U.S. Ambassador to Bangladesh, Marcia Stevens Bloom Burn. Oh, dear God. Marcia Stevens Bloom Burnicat. In a statement. That's a mouthful. You know, brutal murder. Every murder is brutal. Murder, as a matter of fact, I believe one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder. And interestingly enough, our Bernie Sanders and beloved Barack Obama, interestingly enough, they are so fond of the Bible and quoting 1 Thessalonians 4:6 out of context and pimping out the verse to lend itself to compulsion as far as giving is concerned. And I have verses for that that I'm going to get to soon and post on the website at 40and28forever.com. That's 40and28forever.com. But here we go with the language again. Here's the thing that interests me. How can you even be a leader anywhere in the world, anywhere, and not use the word brutal when you're talking about whether a straight person gets murdered or a member of the LGBT greater community gets murdered? The act is brutal. Wouldn't you agree? If you disagree, or if you agree, give me a call at 929-477. I'm sorry, 4090. And then this article goes on to say, we abhor this senseless act of violence. Okay, so Bangladesh. So what's happening in Bangladesh? Are only gay editors, or homosexuals rather in this case, being targeted? Or is it possible that some Christians are being targeted? Which is really a society of individuals, right? And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But you never hear this language from the left when a Christian gets crucified. And I think that's pretty bigoted, don't you? If, you know, in the Middle East are a handful of Christians, you know, in terms of extrapolation and how that kind of plays out across the Middle East, large portions of Africa and slates of Asia and so forth. But you never really hear this language out of the left. We abhor the senseless act of violence, which it was. I'm not denying that, but it just doesn't get applied to an Egyptian Coptic Christian who's much browner than me, oftentimes, or someone in Bangladesh that's Hindu or Buddhist that gets killed because they're not Sharia compliant as individuals. And then you look further down, it says brutally murdered again is the same verbiage. And then it says we condemn this cruel and inhumane act of violence. Okay, so what about the atheist that gets murdered? Dawkins, ASA, that I just spoke to earlier. What about the atheist that gets murdered? Is it a cruel and inhumane act of violence? Of course it is. Of course it is. We need to stop playing favorites with our party language and come out of the closet and realize that bigotry is a pervasive problem. All right, anyway. It said, add our voices to all those calling to bring his cowardly attackers to justice. Well, it's cowardly. Yeah, of course it's cowardly to kill a gay person. It's cowardly to kill an atheist. It's cowardly to kill a Christian. Oh, no, not to kill a Christian. That's not an act of cowardice. That's an act of recompense. Right? If you're part of the bigoted progressive democracy that is Sanderism and Sandinisterism and Barack Obamaism. I can't talk about him because I'm automatically like a racist. No, folks, listen, a gentleman that has a black mother and a black father and is considerably darker than this current president, who looks like he's kind of harboring on an Indian skin tone, in my opinion, that kind of gray coal, black kind of thing. One of my heroes, Alan Keyes, has an IQ that probably rubs up against 400. And, he ran for president twice prior to Barack Obama. And so, who are the bigots? Any one of these publications have caught on to the fact that a black man was running for president, either 8 or 12 years prior, 12 years prior, I'm sorry. And then, twice before, and also in 2008, Alan Keyes ran for president. So don't give me your BS, you first-time voters, even you second-time voters, or what the Washington Post would call nones, NONES. And I talked about that in my last program. Basically, it's just full of BS. If anyone is a champion in the free world, quote unquote free world, it is a straight person, a straight Christian facing a barrage of bigotry, and you know it's true. You just come out of the closet, and this is a cry for all bigots to come out of the closet and be healed. Won't you? All right, I feel like doing a commercial here. I'm on Twitter, DOC_OTA, because I have one iota, DOC_OTA Lone Star, at DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter, Dakota Lone Star on Facebook. And I wanted to just give a shout out quick, because I'm going to end the program here in short order. Get rid of that article. Get rid of that piece of paper because I don't need it. Here's something that's interesting. Wait a second. Did I just throw the wrong article? Anyway, Maryland schools is the headline. Maryland schools. They get together, right? And kudos. Kudos, 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 kudos. Here it is. All right. Kudos, Eureka, news alert, flash news alert, PSA, public service announcement, 101. Oh, that was a weak belch. Sorry. Maryland schools, that was actually my macchiato. Maryland schools join forces for gay prom. Parkville, oh man, that's the Dunkin' Donut. Parkville High School to host Saturday night dance. Maryland schools join forces for gay prom. Eureka! It wasn't so difficult after all, folks. They put their heads together and their vaginas together and their minds together to come up with something kind of unique in America, creation. Creative beings, oh God. Oh my. Elephants in the sky, creative beings, oh my. I think it's, good for you. Good for you. But I'm so thankful today to see that separation of church and state are back out because of a white Republican. You're just further proving my point. Said the name Jesus. Jesus. What about Barack Obama's mentor? God damn America. God damn America. Well, here's the interesting thing, folks. If you're a college student, post-secondary educational bound, or bound, just use your mind on that one just for a second. It may sink in. It's interesting because no one held a gun to anyone's head and forced them to see Innocence of Muslims or any of Dinesh D'Souza's work. And those people are a lot browner than I am, folks. But no, your beloved king is not a bigot. It can't be. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Dakota. All right, anyway, I'm almost out of here. Check out the website 40and28forever.com, and it's been fun. it's definitely been real. And this has been, I am the cantankerous one. And this is a broadcast of Freedom Today. Take care, folks.